stop him here.
There we go.
Thank you for holding. Is this Robert?
It is.
Hey, Robert, how you doing today?
Pretty good. Yourself, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm on the right side of the dirt.
got
a lot going for me. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on with you here to go over some pricing. But did you have any questions like about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
So now my biggest thing would be like, how far out does that get me? So, I mean, I know there's a bunch of other companies within my work area. I mean, I'm in, you know, Lower Albany, Coxsackie, Catskill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm probably one of 20. So what sets me apart that my listing is going to come over theirs?
Well, you're working with a Google partner, you know. You see the guys that are up there now, they have a company like ours that is keeping them up there. It's not so much about them having the best reviews or that they're better than you. It's just they pay for the advertisement. So that's what
That's basically it. I mean, you know, I'm New York. I'm getting New York down. It's pay-to-play place. And with Google and everything, it's pay-to-play. So I understand, just like with any advertising, I mean, right now, just off of signs and word of mouth, I mean, I'm pretty busy. But I am starting to realize that if I want to, you know, like when winter time or when slow seasons hit, I get hit pretty hard because my advertising is only signs, word of mouth, and some minor things. And I lost one job last year because the guy said basically I couldn't find you online. And I was like, eh, that was a lot of money.
Yeah. No, that's
that
a big deal.
It's
a big deal for a lot of people, you know. Our properties are our biggest investment, and if we're going to have somebody come out, we want to make sure they're well-reviewed and professional, you know, and we make sure you have all those things for them to be able to do their research and do their due diligence. We basically set you up to the point where by the time they call you, they already have everything they need. They already picked you. You know, it's more so if it works for you.
So that's kind of what I'm looking for. I guess the biggest thing we got going is the price of this.
Yeah, yeah, and I'll dive into that. But you did ask me, like, how far does it cover? And, you know, we can get you into Albany, you know, we can get you all the way to, like, Saratoga Springs, really.
No, I don't want to go that far. When I get going that far, that's putting me, it's stretching me too thin. Like, it's too hard to if I need something from the shop or if you have a breakdown or moving material that far, you wind up spending more in travel time or in hotels staying up there and meals and everything than you. Hey, you know, a tree job is worth what a tree job is worth. For me to try to advertise in, like, Saratoga, you know, for what I would have to get per day to go up there and work, there's five guys up there that can do it $1,000 cheaper, and by rights, they're right there. They're not going to have the fuel costs and everything that I have.
Understood. I was just throwing that out there to give you an idea on the range. At the end of the day, we're going to customize it to your business. So we're going to have a client interview.
For 30, I'll tell you what, I did the Angie's List thing, and while I think that's a little high priced at $350 a month, I do want to say I've only been with them a month, and I haven't even utilized it to its extent yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually, you know, depending on what everybody says about Angie's, even off some of the crap leads they've got me, it's paid for itself. I've only used it 1 month now. I'm in my second month. It's already paid for itself, and the second month has already landed me a job that has paid for it and netted me, you know, some fuel money.
Yeah.
But the range that I've got set up with them, the 30 miles, seems to be a range to work with. It seems like, okay, that's not too much to get out there in the morning, and I can still show up full force, all equipment, work an honest day, and get back without paying too much overtime.
Well, we have a package called our Platinum Package, and that covers a 40-mile radius, but you could shrink it, and that one is $299. So just the way it's
Google,
yeah,
but again,
I'd be
what
saving
is a Platinum
money.
Package?
It's $299 month to month, but the Platinum Package is going to get you the first page placement for up to 15 keywords and up to a 40-mile radius. Again, we'll shrink it and customize it. But also that Platinum Package is going to put you on other platforms that have pre-existing relationships with Google. So you'll actually end up on, like, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. We'll even create a Facebook business page for you and run Facebook ads through it as well. So you have a few different ways of generating leads with that platform, but the pricing structure of $299 is locked in. It's not like Home Advisor by Angie's where you're getting charged on a per lead basis, or you have like a set amount
right.
of leads that you get for your $350
budget. Yeah, so like I said, with the Angie's thing, I'm not impressed with it, but I'm not overly. The only thing I'm dissatisfied with them is their app doesn't. I have Android phones, and for some reason their app keeps locking up on my phones, and I got to call them up and delete it and change my password to get back into it. So, but as far as a technical thing, I'm not impressed with their thing. But the work I'm getting, the bombarding is I'll show up on a job and I'm bidding against two or three other people, you know. But my personality, I sell right maybe a little more than others.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Yeah, I'm. So, like I said, I'm not dissatisfied with their service, but I'm not overly, you know, like saying this is the best thing. I'm going to upgrade and move forward with it. But I think that for the year, I'm stuck with them. I'm stuck with them. But now going forward with that, that being said, is they're taking up $350 of my income a month. And then, so if I did this $299 with you, that'd be an additional $300. So now I'm out $650 out the door every month before I've even done a tree job, which isn't the end of the world. I mean, you get a good job, you make that back in a second, but it's a little nervous.
Yeah.
Like $6,000 worth of equipment payments going out the door every month.
Right.
Well.
So let me reassure you of a couple of things here. One, you can actually get out of that if you do decide to get out of that, but I don't want to bash them in order to get you to come on board with us. Google advertising's been the most profitable way to market for the last 17 years. And
right.
even Home Advisor by Angie's List is paying Google to be on the first page of Google to get the leads that they're selling to you.
Yep.
Right?
Gotcha.
So by listing you independently up here, you're basically just cutting out the middleman. And obviously, if you compare them side by side, after a month or two, you're going to do what's in the best interest of your company, right? Which is keeping
your
overhead.
Well, that's what I'm looking to do now. Is I mean, like I said, I can always cancel out of Angie's. It's just going to cost me a little bit of money, but that ain't the end of the world, you know.
Yeah,
like I said,
I
haven't been totally dissatisfied with them yet, so it's not.
Keep
them, I'd almost right now. I'm going to leave them going because they are helping a little bit, but I definitely want to get into something else. What is your next package down below the $300 a month? Well, what does that cost?
Well, so the package that I'm offering you is actually our Platinum Bundle. So what I'm doing is I've – here, let me show you what I did. Do you get texting on this number?
Yeah.
Okay, here. It's a lot easier to show you than to tell you. But pretty much what I did is I've given you our best package for our lowest pricing structure. The package that I'm giving you is a Platinum. It's actually advertised at $599 on our website here. But I've cut the rate down to just $299. So you're getting the best package with all the extra bells and whistles for basically what we just charge for just the first page placement by itself. And the reason I did that is because I wanted to kind of turn us into like a one-stop shop for you and make sure that you have all the necessary tools without having to have 100 different bills floating around. Because sometimes Google goes, hey, you know, we need to make sure that his Yelp listing matches with what is being presented here on Google. But if we don't create that for you, we don't have access to it. So now it becomes this thing where we go, hey, Robert, I need you to call Yelp and change this in order to make it match up with what we're promoting on Google or Facebook, right? And so if we have a package like this, it's all under one roof. Instead of us having to tell you to call that guy and fix it or you get in there and fix it, us as a Google partner will be able to maintain the listings for you. And so that package basically turns us into like a one-stop shop. And we'd be able to also provide you with your own custom website design in that package as well.
Okay.
Yep. So you have your own custom.com.
Okay.
Yep.
So figure you're talking to a dinosaur here too. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I know nothing about the .coms or any of that stuff.
Yeah. So usually how it works,
I kick and peck a keyboard.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. So it's pretty easy to explain though too. I just got to break it down. So like a website. Let's say you just wanted to buy a website for your company, right? You can go to GoDaddy. Yep. They'll charge you like $200 for the year just to host it. But then you have to buy the domain name, Richards TreeServiceLLC.com, right? That domain name is usually about $500. So you buy the domain name.
That kid built me a little bit of a website not too long ago, and while it's not that bad, it's also not that good. So I guess my next question would be, he has a problem with the profile, since there's some guy in Georgia or something that's also Richter's Tree Service LLC.
He built my business profile,
and I guess it got flagged. We got kicked off. So now the only way you're seeing my stuff is literally if you Google Richter's Tree Service of Preston Hollow, New York. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So how is that something you guys would fix? You'd take care of all that. You'd make sure that the website and all that stuff gets out there. And
correct. As a Google partner, that's what we do every day. So every time they run into that problem, they have to get us on the line in order to fix it for them anyway. For you, it would be killing two birds with one stone. We'll be able to fix it and go ahead and get you the first page placement, so that way you can start making money. Because just having that listing isn't actually going to make you money. Most people are buying from the top guys on page one.
Well, that's just it. Nobody's really scrolling through. They're Googling tree service near me, and whatever pops up, they go to the first guy, they click on them, and you start there.
Exactly.
And like I said, well, with being 31 years in the industry, or 33 actually in total.
Wow.
But, I've done any and everything from sales to bidding to the guy climbing the trees, dragging the brush. Mm-hmm. So the one good thing is I always tell people, if I want a job, all I got to get to is an interview. Once I got the interview, I got the job.
Right.
You know, I can just tailor myself to what that person wants, and that's the end of it. So
right.
I have that same gift when it comes to talking with customers. One, I can answer all their questions. Two, I'm a certified arborist. I just need the people to be calling me. Once I talk to them, so once they speak with me, now the next person they get a hold of, even if I ran into Davey Tree Service with Angie's List.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, oh, man, you know, here I got one of the big companies of Albany, and I'm bidding against them. And what came out of the backyard was a 21-year-old kid. That's handling billing for them. So I'm like, all right, well, here's the deal. I got talking with the homeowner. Well, the kid couldn't answer all their questions because, well, I was 21 once.
Yeah.
I know the deal. You know, you ain't born knowing everything. So I wound up outbidding my competition, even though I was more expensive, just because I have more experience.
You educated.
So, pretty much I do need that. I need to be the first one that people get a hold of. So this is definitely something I want to move forward with.
Okay.
And when you say month to month, I mean, that's just going to be right now I really can't afford, like you say, it's going to be $300, but no, I got to give you an extra $500 today to set everything up. I mean, it has to be $300.
No. Yeah, it's just $299 out the door, exactly. And then each month moving forward, you're going to keep that deal for as long as you're with us.
Okay. That's not the end of the world. And then I can go for a month or two.
Too.
I think I got a little capital. I can go a month or two and focus on which one I'm getting better with, and make a decision who I'm keeping.
You'll love it. We have our own app and tracking system too. It makes your life a lot easier. You'll be able to see specifically like what's coming from us and then what's coming from Home Advisor by Angie's. I'm pretty sure after about 2 months of this, you'll probably leave those guys. Not that you have to, but I've seen it happen. I've been working here since they were called Service Magic about 12 years ago, so. I've seen a lot of guys make that switch.
Okay. Well, it doesn't make sense, because the other way around, I mean, if people are going through your site and getting a hold of me, they're calling me directly. They're not.
Well, they're not going through our site at all. That's the thing. They're going through your Google business profile. So we're actually.
I get that, but they're calling me directly. They're not filling out a service request on Angie's and then having seven people call them. Just like I got frustrated with having all the people calling me when I accidentally made the mistake of clicking on that thing to get help with this.
With the type of experience you have, you should be up here. Like, we're going to promote quality, work. You know what I mean? Like, if you're a top recommended guy, we're going to tell them, hey, this guy's got 31 years experience, you know, has all the required documents. Here's his phone number. Give him a shout. So you'll even notice the kind of people that you're talking to are just going to be different kind of people. The guys that go click on Home Advisor by Angie's, they're looking for cheap. They don't care about 31 years and knows what he's doing. They don't care. They're just looking for who's going to give me the cheapest deal. So maybe that 21-year-old kid doesn't know what he's doing, might still land that job over you just because he's offering it for cheap because he doesn't know what he's doing, right?
That's what I mean. That's kind of what I noticed the Angie's List stuff was. It's not really quality that's coming in through there. It's just quantity of crap. And every now and again, you know, you throw enough shit on the wall, some of it's all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what I'm getting out of there is I'm getting a lot of crap, and I got to sift through it. And this one's paying pretty decent because I've even given people, you know, went to give people prices on stuff, and then I'm looking at them, and it's like, well, I mean, I can honestly just tell you, you know, you're going to have five more people calling you. I'm willing to bet that there's other people out there that are going to do it for about this price. So, I mean, I don't even really want to waste my time giving you a quote because I already know I'm going to be way higher than anybody else. So here's my card. If you're not comfortable with them, you call me, but I can honestly tell you I'm going to be about $1,000 more expensive than anybody else you call. Sure, they're going to come here just because.
Well, I mean, I won't say that won't still happen. I mean, you're going to have a volume of things, so you may have to still cherry pick through them and sift through what's a good fit for you and what's not. But it's better that way than to say, hey, you got to pay for this whether you like it or not, you know, and we stuck with
But again, what I'm liking about what you're saying is these other people, I mean, shit, there was one guy, he wanted like $7,000. I almost fell out of my chair laughing at him.
Oh, jeez.
he was insane. But, I mean, his sales pitch sounded good and everything, but when he got to the price, that's when I fell apart.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
All right.
I got to create this for you, though, to get it all going. And obviously, I want to look for any discrepancies, too, here. So when we submit you to Google, it's all updated properly. So your last name is just like the business name, Richter's?
Richter. R-I-C-H-T is in Tango, E-R.
Okay. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you a receipt and everything in writing.
The business email address is my last name, Richter's Tree Service, the number 42@gmail.com.
Richter's Tree Service, 42@gmail.com. Okay. And then what's the street address for the Google verification letter?
What do you mean by that? So my address?
Yeah, Google usually sends a letter to you in the mail just to verify that you're actually there.
So the address for that for me and the company is my home address. It's gonna be 347.
347.
Travis Hill Road.
Travis Hill Road. Okay. And that's Preston and that Hollow and that's 12469, correct?
You got it.
All right, perfect. Let me go ahead and update. And then, do you still have the domain name for that website that guy was building for you?
I'll tell you what, let me,
Do you know it?
Hold on, let me look right now. I have it in a text.
I thought I had you. All your listings pulled up here a second ago.
Where'd DD go? John DD, where are you at, kid? There you go. Almost down there. We'll see my damn email here. I don't see it here. I don't know how that.
Okay, let me see what I can find when I just plug your name in here.
Okay. Yeah, if you Google Richter's Tree Service in Rensselaerville. Like I said, I know there was an issue there that the business profile got taken down. So now
I found it, though.
I got it.
Google actually had the whole form right here for me, and I just didn't even look. It's all 5-star. Let me see here real quick. That's not you. Okay, this is the other guy that was causing the problem. Okay, I got to... Okay, submit verification for this and change this to Preston Hollow. I gotcha. Okay, so this one's coming out of Kansas City. Same name and everything. Okay, boom. Now, okay, I got you right here. 518-421-7665. This is definitely it. It's just under your name. It's weird, though, because the guy in the back does not look like a tree service at all. It looks like they have a lawyer on this thing. Looks like a bunch
well,
of...
Well, that's what I'm saying. That kept getting jumbled up, so, I mean, that might have been what caused my, my profile to get kicked off. So, again, that kid wanted to fix it and everything for me, and I told him, I said, look, do me a favor. I said, you know, I got this other company calling me on Monday. I said, let me talk with them first, because I'm going to wind up paying them, and they're going to wind up putting my website out there. So, basically, like you said, my mind was made up before you guys even called me, but.
I gotcha. All right. So I'll have them. Do you know if you have access to this website, though? I know you say you're not computer savvy, but I could get you a new domain. That's not a problem if you just want a whole different site, but my concern is, like, is this site been on a business card somewhere, and then somebody might be looking it up? And we don't want to lose that potential product.
No. So it hasn't been on any business cards. I haven't done anything with it since it was made. So basically it was made up, and now the next part is somebody to get it out there and make sure everybody knows it's there.
Okay.
If there's any improvements on it that can be made, I'm all ears about that. If there's
yeah, I mean, I was willing to redo the whole site for you. It's just a part of the service. It was just, if we buy the domain name. If we buy the domain name and get you a new domain name, it's actually going to cost us $99. If we use this domain name and can get access to it and rebuild on it, then it's zero.
Well, I mean, whatever works. I'm cool with you using this and rebuilding it. That's fine with me.
Okay. Yeah, they're going to ask you for access to it during a client interview, you know, like later on. So that's my concern is if you just, as long as you have access to it and you know how to get us access to it, then we could help you with it.
I'm sure. And if I know we're going to have like a conference call where we're getting into things, I could always have that kid sit in with me.
Okay.
So he can
well, let's schedule
that
now.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. What's right, a good
what
time? You tell me. Yeah, make it happen.
Usually midnight of any given day, I'm usually up with something.
Yeah, that's not going to work. I'm like, I got kiddos. I'll be asleep.
Yeah, exactly. I tried to. What's the latest you guys do?
The latest I can do, if you wanted to do it tomorrow, I could go like 6 to 7 Eastern Standard.
Why don't we do that? Okay. That sounds like a good time.
All right, I'm going to schedule a calendar invitation here. Do you have this kid's email? I can invite him to the appointment, too.
No, I do not, but I can
okay.
Get him a call right now. I'll get
you
all over it.
Let's see.
Hey, Derek, can you be at my house tomorrow, like at 5:45 in the afternoon?
In the afternoon?
Yeah. Okay, cool, because I'm on the phone with that company that's going to do some stuff with the website, and you're the one who knows how to get access to all that shit, and they're going to want to work with it a little bit, so I'd appreciate it if you could be here and hear what's going on with it. Awesome. All right, man, I will see you tomorrow. Be at my house about 5:45, and then we can sit down and smoke a joint and hang out and see what these guys got. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow, man. Later.
All right. Worked out perfectly. All right. Go ahead and schedule. All right, I got you locked in. So tomorrow it's 6 and 7. They're going to contact you. It's going to be with one of my representatives. They're going to call you on this line that we're on right now.
That's fine.
Okay. All right, perfect.
That's fine.
I love it. Let's go ahead and get everything knocked out. Yeah, because, I mean, if he's not hosting that website, it really does look like... Like, I have a lawyer. my lawyer
right.
For my wife, she's not from here. And it literally looks like I'm on his website. Like,
well, that's what I mean. I'm pretty sure people are trying to... So, you know, it's funny because I was on the phone when I was pulling up to my house before. I was packing my bucket truck in with a piece of equipment. And there's a guy that called me. He's like, you're insured and everything, right? And I'm like, well, yeah, of course. He's like, well, I'm looking you up here, and it looks like you got a lawyer's page. And I thought, I was like, bro, I've been working with people trying to straighten this out. Just...
Yeah.
And then I told him how to look. He's like, oh, okay, I got you here. So, yeah, I mean, brother, if you could help me straighten that out and we can get me 100%. Listed up front, I mean, that's all money in my pocket, and that puts us all.
I got you. I included it in the package, too, so it's not going to cost you anything extra. We'll get it done for you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, man.
No problem. Knock it out. All right.
So tomorrow, who am I going to be speaking with?
It's going to be with one of our client interview representatives, so it's a separate department. So I don't know the exact rep yet, but I can call with them, like, on the line, and then I can introduce you during the appointment. We'll get it going that way.
All right.
Yeah, they'll assign
it.
There it is.
All right. Yep.
And
all right, we got this.
Yeah, I've already scheduled it, so they should be sending you the appointment notification there through your Gmail.
All right,
okay. Dave. And then, how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $299?
Can we use your credit card?
Yeah, okay. No, sir. I don't even have it. I think my wife has it. A pack
of
lunch. Like a little kid.
Yeah. I don't have a wife, but I do have a daughter in college. She has access to my credit card.
I got two boys and her, and I feel bad because I leave her with them all day long, and I go to work, so I just leave her with the car, and I pack a lunch.
Every now and again, I'll get a notification from my bank or whatever. I just spent $85 on DoorDash. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean?
Sounds about right. Yeah.
Why am I feeding you and every other fucking kid in that dorm?
I had that conversation yesterday on about Amazon, and I go, oh, she goes, it's for the boys, they need new shoes, and they need this, and I'm like, okay, I get on there, and there's like a box of makeup in there, yeah, for the boys.
I gotta sit here and negotiate the cheapest price possible with you and mark everything down to a penny, and my daughter's out there blowing $500 of my money like it's nothing.
Yeah, that sounds about right. and then she wants to argue with me, and I go, oh, I want to go play golf on Saturday. And, what? No, my God. I'm like, it's $50. They gave me a... They want to give me a lip. I'm like, let's go over your transactions this week, you know?
Well, that's irrelevant here, Buzz.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is what it is.
All right, when you're ready for a card?
I'm ready for you. Go ahead.
All right, so it's going to be with this is Visa.
Okay.
Card number is 4126.
4126.
6410.
6410.
0141.
0141.
5126.
5126. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
About 3 of 29.
3 of 29, and then 3-digit code on the back.
674.
674, all right.
Now, question.
Okay.
Before we go through with this, for me to cancel this, do I literally have to call in and cancel this, or do I just if I just not pay it, it doesn't go through?
Yeah, you're not going to want to cancel. You're going to love it. But you're locked in for life, so no can do. I'm just kidding. no, I'm going to go over that with you right now. So there's a voice verification that I have to do before I can even run the transaction. So I'm going to go over it right now on the recorded line with you.
Gotcha.
But the short answer is yes, you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees. But I'm going to say it again.
Cool.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line here, Robert. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Richter's Tree Service, LLC.
Thank you. And can you state your name and title within the company?
Robert Richter, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
I am.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
I am, yes.
All right, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. We already know what you currently have. We're not telling you have to cancel them. But after today, if you're going to add anything online, just double check and make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything. Okay?
Yeah. Well, like I said, in about a month, I'm going to give it a 2-month time frame, and then I'm going to make the decision.
Yeah. You'll love it. I tried to set you up, too, so you shouldn't need anything else. You know, that's the whole point of including the site and those other things. Is, you know, we don't want to have 100 bills floating around. If I want to be able to work with you for years, I got to make sure that, you know, you're profitable every month on it. Because if you're not getting paid, we're not going
to
get
paid. I got to have the money to pay, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend you try it for 2 months when you first sign up with us, since we're building a lot of things from scratch. But it is month to month. Okay, you maintain that. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's April 7th, 2025. It's in the discounted price of $299 for a full Platinum package service. I've included the website for you at no additional cost. We're going to build it on your domain, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the seventh day, but you'll keep this discounted price, $299, as long as you're with us. You can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue, let us know before the seventh day or before that next billing is due so we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right. So are you getting blown up with a bunch of text messages now?
I am.
That's us. So you're going to have in your email, it's going to send you the same things that it's sending to your text, but you'll have an outline of the agreement in writing there. You want to sign off on that when you get a chance. Preferably have that done before 6 o'clock tomorrow when we do the client interview. So that'll be your only homework.
So there's one of these that just got to do like an e-sign on here?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much it's a link. You click on it, it'll have everything in writing, all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, billing date, cancellation. It's a reoccurring payment on the 7th each month. So I'll have it all in writing.
Oh, yeah.
You got to agree to that. And then what was the other one? Oh, the Google verification form. We'll go over that during the client interview, but they're going to send it to you. And then also you'll have your own username and password for the tracking system. And I know you say you're not super computer savvy, so I don't want to, like, overwhelm you. Just focus on signing the subscription terms. And then during the client interview tomorrow, we'll get you the app. We can have you download the app and then – we'll log into that and show you how to use it.
I'll have my techie here tomorrow. You can do all that cool stuff.
Yeah, perfect. You get full access to it too. So, you know, you could have multiple people download it, but that'll keep track of all your leads and all the results. So that way you don't have to question like, hey, what are they doing for me every month? You know, you can go in there.
Gotcha. Okay.
Day by day.
That's cool.
All right. Well, officially, I want to welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up. My number is going to be attached to every text and email that you get from us. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't hesitate to give us a shout, okay?
All right, brother. I'll be looking forward to doing business with you. Have a great day.
Likewise. You have a great day. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye. Later.
Bye.